I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
How was your day?
I had a fantastic day.
Oh.
It's record store day, the most magical day in the world. And I do think, I don't know why I'm saying it like that. I'm not that excited about it, but it's a fun time. I think this is the first normal record store day in maybe 3 years or four, because not only did the pandemic push things back, but then there was the vinyl
delay.
Yeah, like something to do with like Adele.
Supply chain.
Adele taking up all of the vinyl pressings for 2 years.
It was all her fault.
It was, yeah. So I feel like things are back to normal now. And I did go to the record store, which was open from 8 a.m., but I thought it was 9:30. So I got there thinking I was first in line. Let me tell you, wrapped around the block.
True lovers of music.
True lovers of music convention. And all sorts of different... I love that about Record Store Day, is everyone's in line for very different things. It celebrates...
Where's the breathe in, breathe out vinyl?
Celebrates all genres. Yeah, people like throwing bows to get like the 7-inch Katy Perry California Girls. That wasn't this year, but that was one once. In any case, this year... I picked up Madonna, Die Another Day.
Heard of it.
Remix collection. Donna Summer, a live recording, which is very cool. And Frou Frou. The EP they released of the unreleased album cuts.
Wow. That's like unique.
Very. I was super excited to see that. Lots of great stuff going all around, though. There's even more that I want to get my hands on. There is a Alison Goldfrapp remixes one that I think's only in the UK. I want that. There's more. I saw a lot of people holding on to things I wanted to. There's the Taylor Swift for the Swifties, the Folklore Pond, Long Pond Sessions. That's on vinyl. It's just something about vinyl. Like when you're looking at it, it makes you want it. It's just, it's the tangibility. We miss it. We don't have that anymore.
We don't.
So it was fun. The girls were spinning. There was a DJ playing the beats, signed up for a giveaway. It was a good time. And yeah, good luck to all the girls who are also, maybe you're in line listening still 3 days later, trying to get in. It's possible. I had nothing better to do with my time. I just parked it, listened to a few podcasts.
Oh, who are you listening to?
Well,
Very Delta. Can we talk about this week's episode?
Yes, of course.
The fucking cheesecake rant that went on and on.
I was both on and off board with her, because I'm never saying no to a dusting of pistachio, and the pistachio offering she was suggesting, that was very in for me. She lost me with the next one, though. There was one that was like a...
Oh, the orange peaches
or something.
Yeah.
I
wasn't on board with any of... I do not like cheesecake.
I don't like cheesecake, but if it could be masked enough with another item, we're turning into Very Delta right now.
Yeah.
I've never been a cheesecake boy.
No, me neither.
I do love the factory of cheesecake, however.
I'll admit here, I've only been once.
I went on one of my favorite dates at a cheesecake factory.
Really?
Showed up with a signed Britney CD for me.
Red flag. No. Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Check, please.
Yeah. No. It was magical. I love, love, love that kind of stuff. No, the endless breadsticks, obviously. Oh, that's Olive Garden. But the salads, the pasta.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
The meats.
I'll have to look that one up.
Really all of them. But not the cheesecake itself.
No, but I'll listen to someone who's passionate about something talk about their passions.
Exactly. That is why that show works.
Yeah.
And I love that the guests come on just to talk about food, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Naomi Smalls only talked about fast food with her.
And
basically.
The texture of French fries.
The texture of French fries.
Yeah.
And I found myself deciding whether or not I felt strongly about that or not.
It's so true with, like, the cup and, like, the what you put it in.
Yes.
Is very important.
It is.
I have like a routine in my neighborhood with like the spots that do take out correctly.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
If you use like the paper one, it will hold the crunch because it absorbs the moisture.
Yeah.
And you need a little bit of an opening.
Okay.
But if you lock it in with that metal and plastic, soggy the house.
Yes.
Soggy. Soggy flicker. Oh, the crying. Soggy.
I guess that's why like the McDonald's French fries are so much better. They don't put them in a container.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was listening to Very Delta. What else was I listening to? The Boulay Brothers' latest episode of their podcast. I'm listening to hear about, they have an upcoming Halloween, halfway to Halloween special. I was listening about that.
Oh, are we halfway to Halloween?
We are. If you can believe it.
Jeez.
I know. Start getting your costumes ready, girls. We're all just going to be rats this year in the city.
Seriously.
Rat czar Halloween outfit. Oh my god, just wear like a rat outfit with a crown.
Maybe
so. Gotta start thinking about ideas. There was one thing that we thought was gonna take over. Oh, Megan
because M3GAN.
We missed the boat on that last year.
Someone could do slutty M3GAN.
Oh, there
you
definitely
know what I mean?
Will be.
Mm-hmm. Like a slutty Chucky.
Yeah.
Me.
Slutty Chucky era.
Well, we love music.
We sure
so
do.
We support that.
Shout out to the musicians and the listeners.
Mm-hmm. To all the mothers out there.
And the children.
Yeah. Well, speaking of music.
Yeah.
The festival season is back in full swing, including Coachella.
Yeah, Coachella is back in action. We're on weekend two. And a little bit of a switch up on the lineup here.
Boring. Yawning. Sloppy. Lazy.
I will say there are some sets that I really greatly enjoyed. Did you watch anything?
Some.
Okay. I really loved Charlie's set.
Yes.
When she whipped out the Macarena doing Welcome to My Island, Bitch Remix, that's art. That is where
that's
pop should
headliner.
Be. That's fun. What happened to fun? There were people like dragging her for doing the Macarena. And I'm like, you guys complain about how pop isn't fun anymore and like throw away pop and all that. What better could you ask for than that?
Yeah.
And that remix goes off.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought she did great. And not just that, like the whole set was really great. She's really like leaning in on pop girly. It's good. I mean, she always has, but yeah. And shout out to Blackpink headlining, slaying per usual. They did it already at Coachella, and I didn't even realize they weren't headlining the last time. Now it's like big deal. And also Rosalia had some very cool stage work. And I mean, her stuff, the stuff she does on stage is so cool looking with the dancers and sounds and just, it's so good. And I was shocked. I did not realize she wasn't a headliner.
Yeah.
But it looks good. It looks like she should be. So those were some highlights. And now because, well, we had a headliner for weekend one, Frank Ocean. But did we? Because barely there.
Late.
Unfortunate. And I have empathy there because he experienced a loss more recently. And also, I think the date was pushed back for Frank for a few years because of COVID and everything. I'm not sure why it went forward at all for him.
Right.
Like, just, it should have been fly Lana in. She's like available.
Yeah, just cancel.
Yeah. So that did not go well to the point. And there was sort of like logistics. They were going to build an ice skating rink of some sort or something elaborate.
Something like that.
There was an injury allegedly of some sort. It was all over the mess of, yeah. So instead we've got Blink-182 taking over, followed by a dance party that sounded pretty good. Skrillex, Fortet, Fred again.
Yeah.
We would like to see it. I mean, we will see it, but they did the MSG.
It'll be a party.
Thing. Yeah. You know, I think it's important to note that somebody who wasn't there for weekend one, at least, was someone who may or may not be the actual spokesperson of Coachella, Vanessa Baby V. Hudgens, Coachella-ware queen. Was not there.
Oh.
She was like, so sorry. There was like a scheduling issue or something, or she was busy.
Wait, like she was going to perform?
No, just be in attendance, but she should headline at this point.
Honestly, sneaker night's more important than...
Yes, but Vanessa really put Coachella festival fashion, I would say, on the map along with various other celebrities, but she became like the face of Coachella.
The Coachella girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's telling, in my opinion, that she wasn't there. And also, she said in an interview that Coachella is not that fun for her anymore because it made it... her being there became such a thing that she likes to blend into festivals. And then it became like, I can no longer...
So maybe she was there and we just didn't know.
Maybe. That would be actually fierce.
Yeah. Put on a little wig. A little wig. Shake and go.
Mm-hmm.
Little chap.
Yep. I mean, you could blend in with like Leo DiCaprio goes... He was there, allegedly. Hanging out with Irina Shayk, Bradley Cooper's ex. There were a lot of celebs, but...
One of my friends went. Oh, enjoyed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We do have some friends there.
Yeah.
Sugar and Spice are there.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I mean, I don't think Coachella is dwindling by any means, but I do think it sort of... The vibe has changed. It's definitely influencer-cella in a lot of ways. The bags, the parties.
Oh, did you see... What's her name on? She's like the really big TikToker, Lauren Gray. Like mm-hmm. exposed.
Yeah.
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 So essentially she exposed that people go and they get like an Airbnb mm-hmm. and they go to the desert. They take pictures and yep. they just leave. And then they lie for mm-hmm. 2 weekends that they were at Coachella.
I stan.
Yeah.
I would do it too. I was listening to Raja on the final episode of Very That. Raja and Delta have their own pod, which just ended, and she was talking about how she went to the finale, not this finale, but a few finales ago, walked on the runway, left the venue, and then went to go record Race Chaser podcast.
Wow.
I respect it. You know, long hours.
I would like to do a music festival once.
You haven't done one?
Not one where you go and like camp.
Oh, I'm not trying to camp.
But I would like to do that at least once.
Nope, never me. Mud.
But bugs. If the headliner pulled a stunt like that, I'd be so mad.
Yeah, I feel really terrible for his fans because obviously they were there for hours and hours and I mean, and months of planning to go see it. It's like,
it's so expensive. I think the thing is, I think this will be like a warning for the rest of the year is like celebs, if you're going to charge the prices that you're charging.
Yeah, follow through.
We can have empathy and mm-hmm. that's a whole different conversation. Totally, totally am there with that conversation. However, if you're charging hundreds of dollars for a ticket, you need to be there. You need to be on time and you need to do your best to put on the best show.
Absolutely.
And if you can't make it happen, then don't
pull out way early. Pull out immediately.
Which is why, like, you know, I'm not a Swiftie, but like I really have to give her like huge props because she really is delivering.
Yeah, she's like, showing up.
Openers, big, like 3 hours. I mean,
yeah.
Beyonce and Madonna, I got my eyes on you. But like if Madonna shows up 4 hours late to MSG, I'm going to rage.
Oh, she will. So go ahead and have some Trulies before you get there because she's going to be late.
But like,
well, maybe not. You know, I mean, she was late a lot.
Mariah got it together.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
Not for these prices. I'm sorry, but like, no.
Or at least they better have a good excuse because it was very iconic that Madonna was late to the Boston show that I went to of Sticky and Sweet because she was signing her divorce papers. That's iconic.
Okay, that's iconic though.
Yes. Singing Miles Away. Very iconic behavior.
Wow.
Yeah. That's an exception, I would say, if you're signing divorce papers.
That is an exception.
But, you know, In any case, unfortunate that it happened, but I think Blink-182 is going to go down really well for the festival. Nostalgia, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it will.
So, enjoy, girls.
Have fun, girls. One set that I did see all over TikTok was Chris Lake and Fisher.
Oh, Chris Lake has a really good Kylie remix, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is opening the Mirage next weekend in Brooklyn, or in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But there's an unreleased ID that is like all over TikTok, and it's such a bop.
Yeah. New it's song
like a,
coming?
It's like a house beat, and then it's like, take it off. Slow, steady, undress.
Oh.
Impress. It's and a bop.
Nobody's guessing any vocalists yet?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I did some digging.
It's probably AI.
And everyone was joking. They were like, oh yeah, he'll release it in like 2 years.
Yeah.
Because I guess that's the...
That's how they do it sometimes.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all.
Well, I guess you never know if the vocalist is even real or an impersonator or AI. It's hard
true.
To know these days, including on Twitter as of this week.
Unable to verify that.
Clown Lawn has officially removed legacy verified checkmarks, allowing anybody to buy a checkmark to verify their alleged ID.
You look stupid. You look so goddamn stupid. I wish you could know how stupid you look.
What a fucking circus. Truly.
Mess.
Absolute mess.
Mess.
I'm dying at the stats that are coming out of this. I don't know if you saw that of the legacy verified people, only 28 people bought Twitter Blue the next day. And then of that number, we already know that Clown Lawn is paying for some to be like a middle school troll. He bought it for Stephen King, he said, because Stephen King famously like sparred with him about it.
About the price.
Yep. LeBron James, I believe, they exposed that they pathetically emailed him offering him a free one. He has one now, but he said he didn't pay for it either. Ice-T said he didn't pay for his. It's like...
What?
It's so embarrassing.
Well, wasn't it also the stat was that there are around 400,000 total verified accounts?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the total stat. So, and this is like as of the 21st. So only 19,469 of the 407,000 total legacy verified accounts had Twitter Blue. And then the day after they took away the checks for everyone, only 28 people bought into it.
Insane.
Total.
It's so clown.
So bad.
It's so bad because there's no incentive.
There's no point.
There's no point. I guess if you want the edit opportunity, which is like for $8, you really need.
Right, for $8, just like delete
it. Delete
retweet.
Tweet.
Just retweet it or get an alt and like test your.
They're trying so hard to justify like why it's a good idea. And it's like, no, anybody can pretend to be somebody. This isn't enough of a verification process. It's just an email or a phone number attached to it. It's not, the system was working. It's just that flops were like bitter that they weren't verified. And Elon tried to appease like all these far right assholes. And it's so, so
yeah,
pathetic.
It was like the falsely equating verification with status
importance.
And importance.
Right.
When it's like, no, it's just that you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like on a dating website, when they verify you,
right.
Same thing. You know it's a person.
Yeah. Very embarrassing behavior all around.
I mean, they could have even done like what Tumblr did, where it was like you could pay to like boost a post.
Sure.
Like individually.
Right.
I mean, I'm not giving that clown any ideas.
No, exactly. And then just, yeah, ultimately, I'm not giving that clown money is like the biggest reason not to buy
no.
it. It's like, no. It's so embarrassing. But a lot of the celebrities have spoken out. It's been very funny. I loved Ciara's tweet. That was just check or no check. I know my fans are checking in.
Good luck booking that stage you speak of.
Booking that verification check. I loved that one.
Yeah.
Charlie XCX also a fierce tweet. Unverified is giving cunt. And it's true. You look like fucking clowns.
It's insane.
It's...
I will say, though, I noticed the day after they took away my check, my For You feed was all people that I followed.
Interesting.
I don't know, like, what happened, but, like, I got a lot less of the...
trash
Twitter blue people. Yeah. And it was, I was like, oh, wait a minute. I follow this, and this.
There's even an initiative called Block the Blue, and Elon had the account suspended where they're like, just block
the blue. What is this? Like, stop the steal? Yeah. Yeah.
They were like, if you block any paid check marks, it actually causes allegedly like some sort of strain on the system because blocking causes some sort of CPU usage from the servers or something. I don't know if it's accurate, but apparently blocking causes more strain on the servers or something. Oh. So they're like, block all the paid users that you encounter.
Just mute them.
Yeah. I mean, they're all like such, it's so bad. It's so bad. What a shit show it's become now. And now, you know, we've only just seen the tip of the iceberg of like what this can lead to. There were two accounts called like NYC Gov and NYC Gov Info fighting over who was the real NYC government. It's like, yeah, this is a clown.
She's dying slowly.
She is. So where we, I mean, I guess people are a little more active on Instagram now, TikTok, but like TikTok's on the verge of being banned. Interesting times.
Yeah. Mm. Where's Blue Sky?
I know. That's supposed to be down the pipeline somewhere.
Know who I have to drag for paying for Twitter Blue?
Who?
Bebe Rexha.
So I do know. I do know for a fact that some label people bought like for all their artists thinking that that's something that they needed to do. Like, I kind of doubt that the actual artists themselves are even involved in buying it personally. Right. I think maybe some across the board bought for the artists, but I don't know. I feel like when they see the reaction and the resistance of people, big people mattering who don't have it, everyone will be like, oh. And I hope people resist. We had a service for free for 15 years. I'm not paying to tweet. They should be paying us as content creators for providing all of the memes and creativity and everything that made Twitter robust. Like, yeah, it's absurd. The right to tweet should cost $8. Like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's wild.
Please. In any case, there's that. They do it on Instagram too. Now you can buy a verification, which somehow seemed like slightly less clowny, but I can't remember why. There was like some deal with it that was like,
oh, it's actual verification. Like, check,
you have
your
to
ID.
Put in your, yeah, ID.
You,
yeah,
have to send in paperwork.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you need to do that for your company or something, that could be a good, I don't know. I don't know anymore. But who knows who anybody is on Twitter now?
Yeah. I did like how Stan Twitter was like pulling out old tweets from like a decade ago. And they were like, I miss when celebs used to tweet.
Yeah.
And they were pulling all these convos.
Well, now that everyone's on Verify, they might be like, oh, I was hacked.
Yeah.
It's not really me. Like when Rihanna used to be like, I just saw a stripper shoot a ping pong out her pussy.
Oh, I miss those days.
I miss that a lot. Yeah, it was a lot more.
But if you think about it, it's like if they all leave, yeah, the platform, it's, mm-hmm, like, what's, I mean, it's still fun, it's still entertaining, but like there is, yeah, yeah,
I don't know. I just feel like everyone should resist. I don't think we should give in to this capitalist scheme to fund this fucking awful billionaire who has no sense of humor. And the whole reason this is all happening and the taking the W out of the Twitter sign in the headquarters.
Oh, yeah. The Dogecoin icon.
The Dogecoin icon. This is all because a man who has all the money in the world can never pay for a sense of humor. So he's trying everything in his power. But at the end of the day, you can't buy funny. And you're just watching this middle school fucking clown.
Wow.
I have a lot of feelings. he's such like a middle school bully troll vibe of like, trying to get the cool kids to like him.
Was that report about him being heard crying on a call true?
I don't know about that.
I think it was, the thing is, like, now I don't even know what to believe anymore.
I don't know.
Whatever. End of an era.
End of an era.
Well, it's not the only wild shit to happen this week, so no. I don't think we've talked about him on here before, because, like, obviously we're not trying to give anyone a platform.
Right.
But did you see George Santos, what he introduced this week?
No, what is she masquerading as this week?
The Minaj Act. Did you see? This is not fake.
I thought this was fake.
It's not. Mm. It is the Medical Information Nuanced Accountability Judgment Act.
Oh.
Get it? Minaj.
Oh.
Yeah.
Inspired by her tweets about the vaccine,
yes,
initially.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And what is he calling for?
That the government can't mandate vaccines, mm-hmm, unless it's been like 10 years or an emergency situation.
I just
don't
understand how that man possibly still has a public platform and is serving the community, like representing the community. It really makes me lose faith in the entire system that that person has a seat in Congress.
Is elected.
That
people voted for them.
Like the sheer amount of lies that have been exposed and to just have the gall to still be running your mouth at all and not hiding under a rock. Just pure narcissism. I'm on one this week, but like
it's truly a clown show.
Like a clown show, and I hate men. But as my mother says, shit rises to the top.
She spilled.
I would never wish bad things, but I don't wish you well from the Book of Clarkson.
Bop. It's truly just
it's such
wild.
A clown show.
Like, the way that you can just be so clown and be like a millionaire is just wild to me. What am I doing wrong?
All right, clown harder, clearly. Lean in. Well, you just actually it isn't that hard. If you just have no shame, you can climb really easily.
I wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
Exactly. But if you have no shame, you can so easily play the role of the Marjorie. Anyway, you can just lean into that. Like, you'll have a whole horde of sheep people following you.
Yeah.
It's just
outrage clicks.
You have morals and values, and you would never do that. But, like, it's so easy to play that character and rise to the top. I mean, it's very transparent. It's very see-through. There's actually this congressman that's interesting. He's come up on my FYP a few times. He's, like, newly in Congress.
Oh, the guy from North Carolina.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
he's
said,
exposing all of it.
Yeah. He said, you know, the things they're saying, they don't actually believe. I've been in off-camera meetings with them.
Yeah.
They're playing...
sound bites.
A character.
They're stunting for views.
They're stunting for
it's
views.
It's literally outrage clicks.
Yes.
Misleading outrage clicks.
It's enraging. But it's also, if you're at all media literate, if you're at all aware of, and you know, things like that congressman being transparent, like this is all fake. Like these views, these stances are misdirects and pointing fingers in other directions to not be held accountable for your own shit or your own lies.
Wow.
And whether or not you've done drag in the past.
Camp.
It's pure camp.
Moomoo's 2024.
Never. I fucking hate everything. Anyway.
I don't know. Maybe I'll be a senator. Nah, I'd rather be a teacher.
I think that's actually much more valuable. I mean, we need leaders in political roles, but I think you got to teach the children.
Yeah. Maybe guide a college them. Professor.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Anyway. We will not be voting for the Menage Act.
She's probably like, now why am I in it?
Yeah, literally.
Literally. Anyway, on to singers who have number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that. We have newly unearthed, I think, maybe new quotes from the HSN.
Some new footage that was... previously not quoted.
Yes, because we've had some very memorable vintage moments of whatever from Mariah's iconic HSN appearance. But I think recently there's been the extended cut or the full appearance, and we've got some gems.
Yeah, shout out to Aunt Fernie.
Yep.
I miss Aunt Fernie. I haven't seen her in so
a
fucking
loyal,
long.
A loyal member of the Lambly. And we've got a new quote to love.
Yeah, he tweeted some clips out. If you have not seen Mariah on HSN in general, it is timeless.
Absolutely. But
like the one where they did the wide shot and she's like, oh, because she's like, she can't move. So she's just like, oh, so good.
But this one, definitely out of context, really works well for the pod.
There is, I don't want to say fruity because I hate that terminology. Somebody give me another word, thesaurus it out for me for 2 seconds.
She knew.
She knew what she was saying.
Yeah.
I don't want to say fruity.
Let's talk about the F word.
An icon.
Truly.
Wait, speaking of... Mariah, hot number one that you just sang, and Twitter.
Mm.
Did you see the prompt on Twitter that was like, what was your biggest Twitter controversy?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was mine. Because I almost engaged with that tweet and then I was like, let me not. But I think mine was the day that All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah.
Finally went number one.
Mm-hmm.
And I just tweeted the clip from Idol where she's like back to the Billboard hot number one song, which you, because I was congratulating her on like the hot number one.
Oh, that's what caused
the
wave?
Barbs found that. And it literally it was like no, I didn't tweet like anything. It just was the video. In acknowledgement of Mariah going number one, I got shredded.
Oh.
Shredded. And I was like, I wasn't even.
Yeah, they'll.
Yeah, I think that was my biggest Twitter controversy.
Yeah. It's so hard to say which one. I've waged many wars and battles in my time.
There's a few.
Blocked by Farrah Franklin, formerly of Destiny's Child.
2012 Twitter was also wild.
Yes. I mean, like.
Like actual feuds, like in real life?
Actual real life feuds.
Mm-hmm.
It's a battlefield.
But I did think of that when I saw that prompt.
Yeah. That's fresh on the brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. It's not my fault. It went number one.
Well, you know what's...
not number one? No.
You know who's also got a Vegas residency like Mariah? She can't sing like Mariah.
Tom's house is broken in town.
It's expensive to be her. Miss Erica Jayne announces the Bet It All on Blonde Las Vegas residency. I also thought this was a joke at first.
Really?
I thought she had legal matters to attend to. Is that all?
They're still working their way out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, we do have that to look forward to. I can't lie at the same time, like pre-Housewives. I was a little bit of an Erica Jayne stan.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since somebody used her video as a teaser for Hold It Against Me in 2011, I've, you know, pretty mess.
Oh, we used to jam the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting ready in Belmar that one summer and playing Erica Jayne.
I mean...
It was like Erica Jayne, Winter Gordon, Dirty Talk.
Yeah.
Pitbull, Hotel Room Service, that era.
I'd be interested to see what it looks like. I know... I didn't follow the full story. I fell off of Beverly Hills once all that happened, but good luck to her. Where is it again?
In Vegas.
Do we know? Is she doing the MGM Grand?
No, I think it was the
Flamingos.
Maybe something like that.
Okay. Do we think it's going to do well?
But I will say Mikey Minden is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this is the closest thing we're going to get to a Pussycat Dolls reunion type spectacle.
Okay.
Because he worked on, obviously, PCD.
Yeah.
Like the mastermind.
Okay.
And React. And now I think he's doing creative directing this. So I'm like,
Well, could be a show.
But the girls are saying that it's not happening the same weekend as BravoCon. Because they just announced that BravoCon's going to be in Vegas.
Oh.
But they're not on the same, which is weird.
Yeah, that would have been good
timing.
Because
I feel like you would want it to be like all the same.
Well, when Sheena announces the Good as Gold residency, I will be there.
They honestly, you could do what Drag Race does, but with the house. Oh, that's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
I would go to that.
Housewives in Vegas.
Oh my God, like Melissa Gorga performing J-Lo songs.
Absolutely.
Sign me the fuck up.
On display in Vegas.
It's like a mix of, what is it? The Legends one? The Legends thing in Vegas?
With the celebrity impersonators?
Yeah, with like Derek Barry.
Yeah.
It's like a mix of Legends, that show, with the Drag Race show.
Yeah.
But it's Housewives performing as who we all know that they want to be. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
There is a concept.
Melissa Gorga is J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
Erica Jayne is Britney.
Yep.
Who else? Oh, Countess Luann.
Yeah, is Liza.
Yeah. That is a concept.
That is.
I know there's people listening who would go to that. I would go to that.
Damn. Well, let's make a few calls.
Yeah, Melissa Gorga performing on the floor. Bop.
Oh, my God. Not a bad idea.
They should do that at BravoCon.
Do we think it'll do well?
What, BravoCon?
Erica Jayne.
Think so. I don't know.
Yeah, it's only a few dates though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet it will. I feel like Vegas is very good to people who perform there. I feel like there's rarely a story about like having to cut the residency short or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She could also go like the Pussycat Dolls route.
Yeah.
And do like a Pussycat Doll style.
It sounds show, like it might be.
Which is what they did before. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like we have all the Xtina photos and like,
yeah,
you know, like it, I feel like it's just going to be that.
Yeah. It could be a very burlesque situation.
Oh my God. Get all the other girls and Erica Jane can fill in for Nicole.
Uh huh. Oh.
That would be a scandal.
Sure would.
Erica Jane re-records the vocals for React.
Yep.
Tell it, Nicole, because I just want to use the React. Huh?
Sorry. So bad.
New impression unlocked.
I basically just sounded the same as I always do.
Yeah. Doing that, yeah.
Anyway. Well, speaking of our original Vegas chanteuse.
Yes.
The one who paved the way before it was cool for all these girls to keep doing it 10 years sure. later, just saying. Mm-hmm. You all said that she was over when she first did it. I haven't forgotten that.
Yep.
And now all your faves are doing it with little stunts here and there, 10 days, a weekend here, 2 months here. Mm-hmm. Oh, is everyone over now? I have not let that go.
If you're looking for trouble, look right in the trailer of The Idol. Yes, HBO just dropped the trailer for The Weeknd's already highly controversial The Idol with Lily Rose Depp, Jennie from Blackpink, Troye Sivan. Many people are in this thing.
Troye got such a good line in the trailer.
Yeah, it did, yeah. This trailer used Gimme More, but used a fierce-ass remix.
So good. Whoever did this. Props.
Now, leading up to this, there's been a bombshell report with Rolling Stone about alleged onset toxic behavior, maniacal sort of plot lines.
Toxic?
Plot lines that are like extremely controversial. Talk of The Weeknd wanting it to be more about his character and just generally like allegations of it being a total shit show. So our hopes were not super high. And, you know, this trailer, well, you know, it does sort of document slash glamorize the highs and lows of pop stardom.
Jocelyn.
Definitely a Britney influence in it.
Oh, it's, I mean, come on now.
Yeah. Flashing bulbs, paparazzi, performance.
I wonder if this is why they met with her.
I have to wonder if it was as simple as using Gimme More / Maybe More for the soundtrack and like showing how it was used in the show. But this was also, that meeting happened before that bombshell report, and I think they changed showrunners by then. And so I don't even know, but maybe she got a consulting credit. I don't know, but certainly it does seem inspired.
A little bit?
Uh-huh. We'll have to see how this goes. I don't know how they're going to paint these characters, what the message of this show is. It is from the maker of Euphoria, and that has its own sort of criticism and backlash about glamorization of heavy subjects and not so great, you know, character choices and things. I'm just interested to see what comes of this.
The sentiment online was very much, I'm not watching this.
Yeah, especially after that report, things sounded really bad behind the scenes and just sort of messy. So we'll see.
Know what it reminded me of? The trailer.
What?
Dirt.
Mm.
Remember that show?
Yeah.
Oh, that show was so good.
But I will have to give it up strictly for the trailer. That's probably the best use of Gimme More I've seen in any sort of
ever?
Media. Yeah.
Possibly ever.
Because I think about, it had a great moment in Hustlers.
Ugh.
But I think it just, it really captures that vibe.
Yeah.
If you're making a show about
a queen of pop.
The queen of pop in the height of TMZ culture and all of that. Like, that really, like, that is that song.
So fucking iconic.
Gimme More, You Will Always Be Famous.
Yeah.
So
I need them to put that on streaming.
Yeah, that mix.
Like, the mix.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It just hits. Very dramatic.
Yeah.
So dramatic.
Oh.
That's a deep cut, deep reference for anyone who knows.
Yeah. Me making a song.
God, we should have done our own version with Heidi when we had the chance on recording with her.
Baby, fuck yeah. It's Cosbox or whatever that was she promoted, cutting me off. Yeah. Literally so iconic.
So iconic.
Like, could you imagine if I did that to Sugar and Spice last week?
I mean, they would hype it up, though.
Yeah, they, like, yeah. In the middle of them talking.
Yeah.
Now over to our sponsor. Oh, wait, yep. We don't have one. Oh, but also, shout out to Sugar and Spice. If you yep. did not see last week, we had our first video interview. It's over on Patreon. Got a lot of good feedback from it.
Sure did.
The girls were very pleasantly surprised and impressed.
Yeah, I was really happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you again to Sugar and Spice.
Dingling remix out.
Dingling remix out. Song of the summer confirmed. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, Sugar and Spice had a lot of great runways. And speaking of runways,
I think it's time that we get into a little segment here on this podcast that we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Okay, so first up, Megan Thee Stallion for Elle.
Damn.
The photo where she's sitting wearing brown.
Yeah.
With the leg out is just flaw free.
Absolutely. I mean, and the black and white version of it. Yeah. I think that's the same outfit. Yeah. So good. She did a photo shoot for Elle, but she also penned her own, in her words, her final statement she said on the shooting, the guilty verdict, the all of that. And she reclaimed her own narrative in her own words. Very powerful. She faced a lot of people not believing her, making fun of her. That whole saga. So she's like, I'm tying this up. This doesn't define my narrative anymore. Case is over. Boom. And then came with a fucking fierce photo shoot to boot. She's killing it right now. And especially the latest sort of looks that she's been serving at like events.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's been good. I'm very excited for what's coming from her.
Shout out to La Roche.
Yeah. Celebrity stylist, not so retired to the stars.
That was a quick retirement.
Just selective.
Yeah.
Just setting boundaries. Have to respect it. Really just said, like, put some respect on my name, which I appreciate. It also made him quite famous. Like, the headlines for that week were crazy. And now more people than ever know who he is.
And now he's, like, showing everyone, yeah. like, this is why.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. When, you know... when he wasn't
so
yelling at Kiki Palmer and everyone else on Legendary. I do miss that side.
Bring it back.
Also a shout out. There are some other editorials. And shout out to the high fashion editorial section of the Discord. They've really picked out all the great shoots that we talk about through the week. They throw them in there. Jessie Ware for Rolling Stone UK. She was serving, posing at the Glory, which I believe I visited in the UK when I went over in 2019.
Justice for Glory. The last good summer.
Mm-hmm. Giving you Disco Diva, you already know that feels good out the week that you're listening, actually. Just giving you that disco fever. Good shoot there.
Also, Kelly Rowland.
Oh.
I can't get over it.
Fear of God or whatever the brand's called.
I don't know what that was, but well, I just said yes. Yeah. I said, sure. Uh-huh.
Such a Ro Legend stone for that. That ugh.
Also, too, because I was looking back at old videos from Beatstock, because we had talked about like rose-colored glasses and Commander.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I remember being there, but I forget because I was so far back. I didn't remember what it looked like.
Yeah.
And so I looked at old YouTube videos, and there are clips on YouTube. And the fashions were of the time, I will say.
It's crazy to me only because of TikTok that I've realized everyone has called out what it is. We all went to the club wearing business casual. Like,
you know what?
The button ups and the sort of like the belts, the.
Yeah.
We were ready to possibly take a conference call in the middle of the dance floor.
It's so, and the girls would do the strapless, but they would have the jacket over
the jacket,
and then you would take the jacket off, and
right?
Have the
big chunky statement sort of necklaces,
the chunky belt around
the giant
middle.
Belt, yep. The skirt. It's like we were ready to possibly hop on a call,
a little like foo for whatever a pleather. I don't know what that's
while
called.
Listening to Starships at the club.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Once somebody said that, I was like, I can't unsee it now.
No,
it's definitely business casual at the club.
But anyway, Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, this, looks so good.
She is probably the most perfect human being.
Stunning. Absolutely stunning. All these photo shoots lately. Also, speaking of actually girl group legends who unexpectedly served in the week, did you see that photo of Mel C that she took from Coachella? Oh my God.
Wait, Mel C was at Coachella?
Yeah.
Performing?
No. Ugh. Attending. But I just remembered it now.
Is it on Instagram?
It is. It's her latest post. The second slide of it, she was lucky enough to be at Coachella after...
They were lucky enough to have her.
Yes.
Let's rephrase that.
This year after DJing in Palm Springs on Friday.
That's Mel C.
I'm...
Bitch.
Startled. Like, what a fucking shot. The lighting, the pose.
She DJed in Palm Springs?
I guess so.
For who? What?
I guess so.
I want to listen to that.
I know. Absolutely slayed it.
She shouted out Charlie Rosalia.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Happy to be heading home, inspired for all the festivals I'm playing this year.
I think I might be seeing her at Mighty Hoopla.
Yeah. Power of 40, it's one girl more.
God, one day.
Anyway. I just love Kelly Rowland. And I posted that thing on my Instagram story where it was like producer Kelly Row legend.
Absolutely.
And someone was like, wait, was that you? I was like, yes. Like, we told her that. And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to Le Officiel magazine. This Doja Cat spread, also crazy. Very avant-garde. Very cool.
Her tweets have also been sending me.
Her tweets have been...
The album is pop.
But like...
The album is over. Like, just constant.
This one of her in a spiky outfit next to a pig. Oh, I'm obsessed. Wow. Yeah, it's a commentary on the state of things. Yeah, she every day has tweeted, the album's not coming, it's going to be metal, it's folk, she's such a troll.
Just chaos.
Pure chaos.
But it matches the vibe of the website
it
right now.
It absolutely does, and it's what we deserve, to be honest.
Well, is it time that we have a little TikTok talk? Okay, so I have a little update.
Okay.
I don't know if he's listening to this, probably not.
Okay.
But a follow-up to last week, we talked about whole talks.
We did.
Right?
Yes.
I feel like that's the only podcast out there
brave enough
to talk about whole talks. Well, one of my friends on TikTok, his name is Brett. Mm-hmm. The username's Brettany Spears.
Oh, yeah. I know him.
Okay. He got whole talks and just posted a TikTok of like a story time, like, get ready with me to get whole talks, and shared the experience of it.
Oh, wow.
And the end of it was, it's supposed to start working in 2 weeks.
Oh.
So it's a real thing.
Was there a reasoning? Not that you need one.
No, not that you need one, but I don't know.
Oh, okay.
For the
aesthetic. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, actually, somebody also did DM me about whole talk and said it was very much real and has many valuable uses. So, good for you.
We're all gonna have fun.
We're all gonna get whole talks.
Yeah. So we'll see.
We'll see.
So go follow Brett for the journey. But,
for the journey, yeah.
You know, for anyone who was curious if we made that up, we did not.
We did not make up whole talks by any means. No, we did not.
I will not be getting it either.
I guess I don't have an update, just to say that I am still on water talk. Flavored water talk.
Oh.
Harder than ever. And they're pumping harder than ever. I'm seeing 4 to 5 flavors per water.
It doesn't look healthy.
It's
not that I'm one to talk, but
my thing is, like, I'm not trying to police the nutrition of somebody else, but I am just curious because they are sort of touting it as like it's helping them lose weight. And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like it's promoting maybe questionable behaviors.
Yeah.
And also, is it good for you? I know they're saying it's sugar-free, but that means it's full of what? Aspartame and...
I don't know.
I don't fucking know, but...
Cyanide.
Mostly, I'm just side-eyeing the whole
thing.
Yeah. I'm just side-eyeing the whole thing because...
Well, it has all the thing... The you know the colors that are banned in the UK?
Right. It has the colorings.
It's basically all of those in liquid form. So I'm like, it doesn't...
So pretty. Yeah. Just when I stir it.
So beautiful.
So pretty. It's like maybe something that is radioactive yellow shouldn't be in your body. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's a color of God. I think I don't know about that. It just seems like repackaged Kool-Aid or something. I don't know. Which isn't to say you shouldn't have it. It just seems very strange.
Yeah.
I'm hooked.
And the organizations and like the cabinetry.
Oh, and well, the yes.
Decor.
Yeah.
Hey, you know.
Everyone's got their
The
something.
Cool thing about TikTok is there's a place for everyone.
There sure is.
And yeah. I think that's a good thing.
I agree. Lots of niches.
There's a talk for all.
Mm-hmm.
There's talks for everything in more ways than one.
There is smart talks if you're interested.
That's pretty much my only TikTok thing, though. I feel like I haven't really been seeing a lot.
I would like to give a shout out to Bailey Mills, the drag queen.
The one where she's laying on the floor as a mermaid.
Yep.
And it's just Levels by Avicii playing, and she is not moving. And there's like it's like a fish tank or something on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Was so fucking funny.
Her sense of humor is incredible. She's a mix of impersonations, skits, and performance, and you never know what you're gonna get. She's really been killing it with her Cheryl Fight for This Love, which has been cracking me up. It's just, she's constantly barging in doing Cheryl's Fight for This Love. But recently she did a tag team with Loreen, who's in town getting ready for Eurovision, and was like singing in the mirror with her and was very comical. I think she's really going places. I think it's this so is really funny. Happening for her. I'm excited. But yeah, shout out to Bailey Mills.
I like leave comments on them.
And then all the way back in the day, like she was doing the Frankie from the Saturdays, which was killing me. Like,
she's also the one who did Daphne. Yeah. Right with the little lopsided tits.
She's no one hit wonder. Yeah.
Like, see, I wish I could act out like that. I wish I had the bravery to do it.
I know. It's good. It's really good.
Because mentally, I'm right there with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it's just so funny. But I always feel like if I did that, someone would be like, we need to call like,
the authorities. Yeah. She's unwell.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I am. So yeah,
that's true. Well, we also have some music coming up that's probably going to hit your FYP and probably already has for various reasons, good and bad. Before getting into the new music of the week, we'd just like to give a little shout out to everybody on the Patreon, our Legends Only fans. We've been bringing you, you got the video interview, Sugar and Spice, and we've also got our after show, which happens after the show.
Oh, when does it happen?
Approximately after the show.
Oh, okay.
And bonus episodes aplenty. So thank you all for supporting us. And if you'd like to support the podcast, an independent self-produced podcast, mind you, with no commercials that you've heard of, head on over to patreon.com/legendsonly. And shout out if you can give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It really helps us out algorithmically.
Does it?
It does.
Oh.
Yeah. It's more engagement.
Oh, okay.
So that equals like active.
Every fucking app and their different algorithmic.
It's good for showing activity, like active listenership.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And commenting or, you know, reviewing. That's a very helpful thing. And most importantly, it helps our self-esteem, which relies entirely on clicks and views.
Oh, does it?
And each week, I am devastated until I get applauded on the internet.
I know. Once I see like a slay emote on Discord, I'm like, okay.
Okay. I can live to fight another day.
Sleep tonight.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, we've got some new music out this week. We've talked about the main, I would say the main pop release that's been buzzing for the past few weeks now that's finally out. Miss Kim Petras and Nicki Minaj, Alone. There was a big tide turning that occurred between the past week and this week on TikTok once the snippet was released. I don't know if you've seen some mixed reactions to the vibe of the song.
Oh, so you mean like the snippet compared to the full track?
Snippet compared to the chorus.
Oh yeah. I've seen all of it. It's chaos.
The girls were really going hard.
Yeah, it's probably for the better that Twitter's about to break because...
And then TikTok following. Yes. So basically the song, while it does have the Better Off Alone interpolation chorus, is ultimately sort of a slower trap pop track. And I think, I know, most people thought it was going to be the up-tempo Euro bop.
Yeah, four on the floor.
Like, four on the floor. Instead, it's one or two on the floor.
Yeah, it's a trap beat.
Yes. So there was a less than positive reception to that once it was decided from the snippet. And now we've got the full track. I think this sounds like a pretty standard Kim Petras song, though. Like, yeah. Not standard isn't generic, but like that's pretty much her vibe right now. And then before you could even say anything, everyone swooped in with the quote Euro remixes already. So it's already sped up. It's already remixed and remastered.
Yeah, I feel like, who was it?
There's these two guys who remixed it.
Oh, I saw the one on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
But then I also feel like Ty Sunderland posted an Instagram story playing it, and it had a full dance beat.
Yeah. I mean, that song's not going to survive long without it. Like, it's going to, the girls are putting it on a beat.
The second I heard it, I was like, oh, this is the standard. This is like the radio edit.
Yeah.
And there's absolutely going to be an EP package.
For sure. I'm sure that's all in the works. There'll be tons of remixes, but she's here now for the girls.
I like the new lyrics. Mm-hmm. It's very catchy.
Yeah. So that's here.
But yeah, it does need like a four on the floor.
I was sort of just like blown away by the reactions to the snippet. I'm like still, there's so many people being like, I thought this was going to be the song of the summer. And it's just, yeah, people just get loud. And then the song wasn't even out yet then either. It's just like a lot of prejudgments. And she's here now alone. So do with that what you will. If you'd like to bop, then bop.
Do we think they changed the beat because of the Jonas Blue track?
I don't know, but it does make me think. I still stand by my belief that it was delayed. I know it could have been Nicki's verse, but I think they were gauging when to drop because of that song.
Yeah.
But now it's clearly different enough that both can coexist and you don't even really, can't even compare them really.
Yeah.
But an interesting time to be Better Off Alone. Shout out to Alice DJ, who's thriving. Well, actually, it's hardly the only interpolation / sample / remix we have this week. In fact, the music industry is only that now. Interpolation Nation is just the music industry.
Yeah.
But some are better than others. And some are borrowing generously, hoping for a hit. Now, we do have some big news. This has been brewing for a while now. Miss Rita Ora.
Good morning, Rita Ora. We're talking about you.
It's a big week to be a Rita bot, but really, when is it not? We've got the announcement, first of all, of the album, her third album.
Row 3,
called You and I, will be out on July 14th. Featuring herself sitting sort of like at her vanity. And if you were a viewer of the home tour that she did, you would know that she's got the Spice Legos, just like T. Kyle. And at least the Ginger and the Posh are in full view behind her.
Wow.
A little more personal touch. Obviously, album of the year incoming. We all know that we are ready for the bops. But ahead of that, we have Praising You. Featuring Fatboy Slim.
I'm kind of into it.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I'm so into it.
As you should be.
Like, bop. I know that people are, like, dragging everyone for doing the samples and, like, all this stuff. This one, I feel like I was not looking forward to, and I was shook at how good it was.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, totally here for it.
I love it. I think I love that she name drops herself in it. I think that's very ahead of its time.
Yeah.
It's a party. She's a party. I don't know. Maybe it's an Albanian banger thing where Rita, BB, Ava, like, I'm just loving all their interpolations and no one else is allowed, but I enjoy this from Rita Ora.
It also was kind of an unexpected interpolation. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't necessarily pluck this song out of, like, a classics.
Yeah.
You know, whereas, like, Better Off Alone is obviously a classic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Good Blue
Yeah, Eiffel 65.
I mean, this is a bop.
Yeah.
But it's not one from like the...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We need some more like unexpected ones that are like totally random.
Mm-hmm.
I love in the Discord, people brought up the song Eighth World Wonder by Kimberly Locke.
I cannot believe...
Have you seen that on the Discord? How everyone's like pulling out all these like random, unexpected bops. Like,
I played it on stream. I played a 8-minute Eighth World Wonder remix recently.
It's so good.
Let me tell you, Eighth World Wonder is phenomenal.
It's 7 days and seven nights of wonder.
I think I fell in love with the Eighth World Wonder, period. But anyway, when is somebody going to interpolate that? Yes, number one.
Shout out to the Ninth World Wonder.
Yeah.
China.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Shout out to you, Praising You by Rita Ora. Also, shout out to Rita for having the gall to... I mean, the first verse is, I've been gone for a minute, been low-key with my business, asking, Rita, who is it? Is it true? Nobody's asking that.
Love you, darling. Good luck with the song.
I love it.
She's doing Eurovision.
Yes.
I'm ready for it.
About to be 125 million eyeballs on her. Mm-hmm. It's such a huge platform. They had to call in the best of the best, and here we go. I'm ready. And it's so soon, right around the corner. Now, that's not the only legendary track that has been re-upped this week. Mr. David Guetta has been on tear lately, sort of terrorizing to some degree. Good and bad.
How does he do it?
I don't know. Well, when he's not busy solving, you know, discrimination in the world, he's teaming up with Hypaton and remixing, I think, actually, La Bouche, Be My Lover.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
I listen to the original still a lot, like all the time when I'm walking around the city and everything. It's good. It's a bop. I wish it was a little longer, a little more intricate, but it's good. The remix.
Yeah.
I also appreciate, after being inundated with interpolations, that it is a remix of the legends themselves rather than interpolation. I could use a little more of that, you know, like actually resuscitate the track.
Yeah, it feels like they do it where this would work in their sets.
Mm.
You want to throw back or like pay homage, but it doesn't fit, you know, in the sound of your new stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like a cool way of just like reimagining it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. That leads us to... She's known for interpolations, but this time it's all original, because guess what? She can do it all. Miss Bebe Rexha, featuring Snoop Dogg, Satellite, finally here. First of all, we heard this at the album listening party, and I feel like we didn't hear it.
No, I couldn't hear it.
Because this is, well, this is a fucking bop. First of all, the genius, 420, higher than a satellite. It all timed perfectly.
I didn't even really like get it until... It dropped on like 420, and then I was like, oh. And
with
then she
Snoop.
Posted that video. I was just like, this is some good shit.
That video.
And like, I had friends texting me being like, wait a minute, do I have to stan BB now?
Oh,
and
same.
I was like, yeah.
Hello. If everybody
like,
would be
cool.
Listening to everything we've been saying and praying and preaching. Yes, she is. I also love Snoop at the end when she says, I got higher than a satellite. He goes, what, you thought you were going to get fucking with me? And then my favorite part might be Weeby, Snoopy, Beepy.
A songwriter.
A songwriter. This chorus is almost giving me, on first impression, a Teenage Dream level pop.
Oh.
I thought of Teenage Dream. And we've got a stellar bridge as well. We've got a full song. Imagine that. It's possible. I think she's just on such a great groove. There were some people saying like sort of like ABBA synths in there. Disco vibes. And who doesn't love a song about getting high? A tale as old as time. Yeah.
I want to take edibles with Bebe Rexha.
I mean, this is...
Higher than a satellite with Bebe.
It's right there. I would absolutely love to see that.
I've only been higher than a satellite like twice.
I have once. And arguably I never came back down. Well... We've got that. We've got BB incoming.
We album. Do. Did you play the BB verse?
No.
You guys, I played the BB verse.
Oh my God. How was it?
It was reminding me of like PS1 Spice Girls game, which is a compliment.
Or Bernice
Her little
Dance
character
beat.
Is so cute.
Yeah.
Did you see her character?
Yes,
it's
I did see that.
The little PS1 tits.
Yeah.
And like the, it's got the My Heart Wants What It Wants wig.
Oh, I love that.
And so you like go in and she does voiceovers for it. So she's like telling you what to do. It took way too long to load, but like...
I thought this game was number one for 50 fucking weeks.
Yeah. So you go in and then she's talking to you and then you go over, you like walk over to the end of the thing and there's this gigantic weed like wrapper and you have to roll a joint. So you click the thing and you like roll a joint and she's like, good job. And then you go into the, I don't know if it's like the satellite room or whatever. It's like this room.
Yeah.
And there's all these different objects that are just like spinning. Mm-hmm. And if you walk up to them... it plays a snippet from the album.
Oh.
So I like was walking. I'll clip it and post yeah. it on our Instagram because like, you walk over her cat or like her dog and it just starts going, I'm good, man. Okay. And then you walk over to the corner and then it's like, I call on me. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it was cute.
Farmville Wishes.
Yeah.
Wow. Art Pop App Wishes.
The BBverse.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, we're very excited that album's coming soon. We've got a lot of great albums coming soon. Summer's heating up.
It sure is. Fucking hot.
It is hot.
I'm not ready.
No. And we've also got some feature films on the way.
Yeah. We've got more to discuss, girls.
We do.
So if you would like, we're going to discuss, we're going to discuss Wicked.
Yeah.
Ariana. Mm-hmm. Some lawsuits.
Lawsuits.
So buckle up.
Get a good lawyer.
And if you would like, you can head on over to the after show where the conversation continues.
And until next week,
we will
see you
soon. We have so much coming up.
Yeah.
Dom Dahl is coming up soon. Oh, hot. Speaking of a hot.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.